You know, they want to isolate you from true believers because there's more of them than there are the believers, and they can make you think you're crazy. If they can isolate you and you got 20 people, there might be a Pentecost or a Methodist, a legalist or whatever, and they're all trying to feed you a bunch of works-based junk instead of faith alone, and they isolate you. If you're not strong in the faith, you go crazy. You could go crazy saying, why am I the only one that believes in faith alone and Jesus alone? Even though, and the Bible says it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And you're sealed until the day of the redemption, eternal security, once saved, always saved. I know it's faith alone, but everybody around me's saying it's works. Am I going crazy? No, you're not going crazy. You're not alone. There's other people out there like myself and others on my channel who've been around. People I've known online for 10 years. You're not crazy and you're not alone. The only reason they're doing that, the devil's controlling them. The devil can take them captive at will, and they all have the same spirit of Jezebel. A works beat, look at me, worship me, be good. They want you to worship yourself when we worship God.
Hi, welcome to Jamie's. What can I get for you?
You're not alone. You're not alone. They already lost. It's finished. The reason they attack you and the reason they're trying to brainwash you and MK Ultra mind control you and try to get you to commit suicide, because the devil controls them. They're all taken captive by the spirit of the age, spirit of the air. And so that spirit that's in them is birds of a feather flock together. It doesn't matter what kind of suit and tie or dress or whatever they put on, they're all the same spirit. If it's a works-based system, it's a cult. And they can rename it. They can put it in a different box. Well, we're such and such religion. Are you works based? You got to be good at it? Yeah. Well, then get away from me. Is it faith alone in Jesus alone, the finished work of Jesus? Yes? Okay. And then they'll say, yeah, I believe that, but also you got to be good enough. Well, wait a minute. It's either faith alone and it's finished, or you're saying it's faith plus works. Or it's some other works-based system. They're all the same. If I say faith alone and Jesus alone, 99% chance somebody will say, yeah, but it's faith plus works. You have to realize the book of James, he's talking to the Hebrew believers. He was rebuking them for being, they were sitting in the front of, he was rebuking them. He was actually saying, okay, so you're hanging out with the rich people, but the poor people that have faith, you're not talking to them. I thought it was because he was going back to religion, works, because the Old Testament, the Jewish, was all works, you know. He was rebuking them. He was saying, you're a hypocrite. He wasn't saying it's faith plus works in regards to your salvation. Yes, you unto good works, but the Holy Spirit does the work in you. The Bible says you're saved by faith unto good works, but you're justified by faith alone in Jesus alone. Now, the sanctification process is Christ doing the work in you, and if Christ is doing the work in you, the new creature, by its very nature, will follow Jesus, which looks like works to the outward show, to the 3D, but it's actually just a new creature. It's not works. It's just who you are. You love your neighbor as yourself. You love your enemy. You feed the poor. You help the homeless. You support people. You tell people the truth. What are the good works that you're trying to do? You already are. If you got the Holy Spirit, somebody falls down, you pick them up if you can. You're saved by faith alone. You're justified. The sanctification process is Jesus doing the work in you, and he saves you unto good works because it's Christ. You're in his, you're an ambassador for Jesus down here. You're in his stead down here. Jesus left time, sent back the Holy Spirit. Now you're a copy of Jesus, the Holy Spirit in you, the earnest of the Spirit. Depends on how much you want. If you want to die daily and walk in the Spirit, you're an image of Christ down here. And so he works through you, his good works. Even when the glorified saints cast their crowns, there's like five crowns, right? And they cast their crowns down at the feet of Jesus. But they got the rewards, right? But if you look at those crowns, it's faith. Everything, every one of those crowns, I did a video on this a long time ago. Every one of those crowns is by faith. And so when they cast the crowns at the feet of Jesus, and they bow down and worship, say, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," it's because of Christ in you. You're a copy. The seed of the Word of God went into the womb of your heart and made you a copy of Jesus. Now, you have the earnest. You're still in the flesh. You're still in the natural. When you see him, you'll be like him, but you have the mind of Christ right now. And the sanctification process is Christ doing the work in you. Now, how bad do you want it? And be honest with you, if you're saved and you're just kind of being lukewarm and you're saved, God's going to put you through the ringer. You're going to have to make a decision. Actually, the system will force you. You're either going to choose the light or the dark. If you're saved, you're going to choose the light, and there's going to be a separation going on. You have to be separated because you're not of this place anymore. This is not your home. You're actually extraterrestrial. The Holy Spirit in you is outside of terrestrial. Terrestrial just means earthly, fleshly, temporal. You're outside of time. You're outside of the flesh. You're outside of the temporal. Yeah, you walk around in a body ship that's fleshly, but that's not who you are. You're a spirit being. And that spirit being is extraterrestrial. E is spirit, T is the cross. How can you be an extraterrestrial down here walking around? Well, how can the unsaved be? They're demon-possessed. They're extraterrestrial. But it's dark side, the demons. So the demons, the demon-possessed person is an ET to the dark side. The saved person is an ET to the light side. You understand what I'm saying? You're no longer, you're born again by his Spirit. That means you're from above. You're not from here. They're from here. They're earthly, fleshly, temporal. That's why they can't break the cycles. They can't break the cycle. Why? Because they're lost. They're slaves to the devil. They're slaves to the snake. What is the snake? The snake is the sine wave. They can't break the cycle. They're stuck. They're stuck. Sorry, even your own family, eventually you're going to have to probably cut them off. Unless they get saved, because they actually want to, they hate you. They want to kill you. They wish you were dead. I know that sounds crazy, but it's the truth. I wish it wasn't. Your own family who's not saved, they want you dead. It's sad.